If you drive to this town, you're likely to see many vessels, both new and old, from the U.S. Navy. The reason goes back over a century. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. Bremerton, Washington is often associated with the U.S. Navy. That history dates to the 1870s.
There was a Navy lieutenant, Lieutenant Ambrose Wyckoff, and he came to the Puget Sound on a surveying mission, and he noticed the area had a mild climate and deep harbors and a lot of natural resources like lumber, and he thought it would make an ideal location for a naval shipyard.
Megan Churchwell is the curator at the Puget Sound Navy Museum.
At that time, there was no naval shipyard here in the region, so ships had to go sometimes to Canada or all the way to California to have work done. So finally, in 1891, his vision became a reality, and he became the first commandant.
The shipyard grew over the years, and today remains one of the largest employers in the state.
Well, it took some time to grow, but eventually, after the turn of the century, it became the destination for the Pacific Fleet ships that needed to have work done.
If you come here today, you can go inside one of the oldest structures, originally known as Building 50.
It was built in 1896 as the shipyard's first administrative headquarters. And over the years, it served many purposes, and it was actually moved three times to make way for different shipyard construction projects. Finally, in 2006, it was moved outside the shipyard boundaries, and it became the home of the Puget Sound Navy Museum.
It's a place you can visit today, a place that recounts much of the interesting history of an area that helped the nation win many battles at sea. Traveling the countryside in Bremerton, Washington, I'm Andrew McCrae.